Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. It's a Tuesday night. It's 8:30 p.m. Eastern time. For those people that listen in live, we are here all the time at 8:30 p.m. Eastern time, unless there's a technical issue, with a good friend of ours. His name is Ken Nielsen. This is actually his show. And if we can't get here live, we always run replays. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com/countonthetruth, you'll be able to hear his radio shows. And you could just imagine that we probably put together a website called countonthetruth.com. And we did the infrastructure. Ken did all the content. It's looking good. I'll share with you. Countonthetruth.com is a really cool website. You got to check it out. Well, the way this whole thing got started is Ken and I were talking. He's a customer of ours, and on the lead side and stuff like that. And he told me he was building some stuff, and you know, wanted to let more people know about it because there seems to be a lot of issues out there with just stuff. You know, who do you trust? You know, if I said to you which government, if you're thinking straight, and I said to you which government agency do you trust, and the answer is, oh, that's a short list, if anything at all. I'm like, I don't even need a piece of paper for that one. So if you're like that, or if you're like, oh, I'm looking online for marketing, you know, which ones do I think that I can trust? And the answer, that's a short list too. I'm like, you know, the biggest thing, Ken, is it's not as much as the opportunity is whether they can trust you or not, you know. So are they getting the truth? So we decided that we were going to come up with a domain name called countonthetruth.com, because if there's one thing that you can count on relative to myself and Ken, is that no amount of money is going to get us to actually sit there and lie to you. So the reality is that, you know, I'm not for sale. Ken's not for sale. You know, we're just going to tell you the way it is. And I playfully say, as we trained our sales force a long time ago, when you're talking to people, sometimes you hear the sounds good stuff, and sometimes you hear the truth. So, you know, are you hearing the sounds good or the truth? And the answer is, when we're doing these radio shows, Ken and I are kind of giving you the truth as we know it. Now, we could be sincerely wrong about certain things, I guess, you know, that happens to everyone. And I'll be slightly embarrassed if I'm sincerely wrong, but I won't be consciously wrong. So the reality is we are here talking about different and various things. And it's always a great pleasure that I get to sling together some sentences with a good friend of ours, Ken Nielsen. He's got this radio show fed into countonthetruth.com as well. So however you want to find it, totally okay with us. Thanks for being here and listening in. Thanks, Ken, for being here as well on a Tuesday.
Yeah. Hey, Peter. Very good. Nice to hear your voice again. And many thanks for your inspiration and guidance, and because it's kind of lit the light bulb and given me some extremely important insights of aspects and things that need to be done or talked about and explored, so to speak. But I don't want to say the word's lazy, but I just got kind of complacent and really didn't look at all the different aspects and the viewpoints that are out there with the possibilities until you brought up some ideas and concepts that kind of made the switch click on, and all of a sudden everything's starting to flow again. So it's been kind of fun putting everything together and getting it ready for people who are actually looking to make to better their lives, make things better. It's here happening now, and I hope some people will take a little bit of time to take a look and see what we've got going. I've got some things that I need to add to that website here shortly, and I think they'll be pleasantly surprised with some of the new things that we've got to offer. I know that I was listening to a presentation again by a young lady by the name of Danny Johnson. She was the one that was living in her car. She was a waitress at a restaurant, and she was introduced to the home business industry and, you know, broke, single, unwed mother, and within less than 2 years went from not knowing what to do or where to put herself in her own life. Next thing you know, within less than 2 years, she's a millionaire. So And it's happening again right now. And anyway, so I thought we were talking maybe a little bit about missed opportunities and kind of what's available out there right now. I was just looking at a quick little saying that says, many hands make light work. And the other side of it is, all ships float in a rising tide. And believe me, we've got a rising tide that's really brand new right now. Really exciting, really explosive, and people definitely need to take a look if they have any interest at all in trying to find out what's going on in the industry right at this moment. So in thinking back about some of the other radio presentations that we've made, I know that we've talked about some of the crazy things that people do and what some of the possibilities are, and especially some of the things that I've had the chance to do but I have not done. In fact, I was thinking about one. I mean, we talked about franchising. We've talked about some of the other things. Well, for example, Robbie Knievel and his family, they went from trailer trash to being with Learjet yachts and Ferraris just because he crashed his motorcycle in a place in Las Vegas when he tried to jump Caesar's Palace. And one of the things that I had mentioned to somebody, I said, you know, I'd forgot about this, but I was invited to go to a place, and I'm sure you're familiar with a town called Park City in Utah. And the owner had a couple of business units that he wanted to sell. And, I mean, I'm the kid, you know, trying to fight my way with just going to work and then practice racing motorcycles a little bit in the afternoon and then on the weekends and try to compete with the guys that do that all the time constantly. But we went down there to look at these two business suites, I guess you might call them, and man, they were really beat up, and they were kind of you went down this road that really wasn't that popular and took us in to show them, and some of the windows were broken and the walls were all beat up, and they were in bad shape, really bad shape. And anyways, he was asking $1,000 for each space or each lot, and I was thinking, you know, where's a kid like me supposed to come up with $2,000? I mean, $2,000 back then, now if you think about it now, it's not that quite that big of a deal. But back then, and if you did a comparison to see what that was like, that'd be more like spending $10,000 now, maybe even more than that, to come up with the money for these two business suites. And anyways, eight and a half years later, after that we'd had that chance, man, I'll tell you what, I was really discouraged to hear how much they had sold for. They actually had drawn $1 million each.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, man, if only I could have seen the possibilities. Like, you know, I wish I had a crystal ball. But people look at me and they go, well, there you go. You would have been an instant millionaire. And I thought, yeah, that's very, very true. So, yeah, it didn't take them very long, I guess, to say mature or whatever, but to think that they were worth $1 million apiece. So not just $1 million, but $2 million. And definitely would have put my lifestyle or my life in a whole different direction. It probably, I guess it would have been too late to help me with my goal to be one of the national top motocross racers back then. But anyways, it would have been a deal. It would have been an instant millionaire. So it would have been kind of like the lottery after so long. And I think about the other Honda store that we could have bought up in Colorado. Of course, it had two mortgages on it, and I'm glad I did not make that decision. So that was a good decision not to do there. But what people don't really understand, I think, is the fact that the home business industry, and I've heard you say it before, if you find the right company and the right people to work with, it's going to make a super change in your life, and it's really not going to take that long to do it. Some people say it takes, you know, 3 to 5 years, maybe 5 to 7. And another thing, we had talked about Van Halen working their butts off for 7 years before they finally got their foot in the door to make it turn around to be a big time. But we've got stuff that can set people financially free within 6 months to 12 months, or 6 months to a year. And they'd be surprised at the income that they can create with some of the possibilities that are out there right now. And especially the $20 program that I've got on my website. If they go on there, you guys have done a great job, an excellent job in making those, I guess you call them a banner, where it says take the tour. I think that's what you referred to them as, Peter.
On the website, banners, said banners.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Excellent stuff. So I don't know if there's anything that you can kind of think of that maybe just pops in the back of your mind as far as missed opportunities go.
Oh, man. Yeah,
uh-oh.
Plenty of them. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Unfortunately. So let's do this. Let's take a commercial break. This way we can kind of go through some of these things. We'll be able to go back and forth. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Ken Nielsen on Count on the Truth, Building Fortunes Radio Show. We'll
Thanks
right
for
on.
Listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networklead.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
So here we go. Peter Mingles here talking about missed opportunities with Ken Nielsen. There's a couple of things. Number one is I had to figure this out a long time ago because I was training myself and a whole bunch of other people as well. So you really don't know anything unless you can explain it to somebody who can explain it to somebody when you're not around. So that's kind of like a good management skill. Because if you have to explain it to somebody, right, and so that might be good. You might be a good manager. But unless you can get it in the mind of somebody else who can train that other person without you being around, then you really don't have that duplication that we're looking for. And I know in a lot of MLM companies they talk about duplication, but in life or running a business we talk about duplication as well. So I always had to kind of figure this stuff out. So when we used to do our interviews with Electrolux, the vacuum cleaner company, when we were doing our management training, one of my mentors said there are three things that keep people from not effecting or not taking advantage or not doing the things they're supposed to. So not taking effective control of your life. And I don't remember what his three were, but I know it wasn't complete for me. So I had to come up with five because this really factored in all the things that he missed. So his three are mixed into my five. So I just kind of took what he said and I kind of made it a little bit better for me and the people that I was training. So I learned about acronyms a long time ago. So acronyms like SSBCQ, which none of you care to remember. So don't even worry about it. It stood for Silly Sally Bungles Catches Quickly. And I'll never forget Eva Ross, if you're still listening in and still alive, I had this young gal who was a manager trainee in one of my offices. I was running the Roslyn, which we call Miracle Mile in New York, and I was training the five things you need to have in a successful demonstration. Sell yourself, show the need, build value, create desire of ownership, qualify, and close. And she was in my management training class, and kind of meek, kind of quiet, she was short. She was kind of geeky. You know, she was an academic, so not necessarily much of a salesperson personality. But one day she said, you know, she was one of the only girls in my management training. I had a whole bunch of other guys. And I would always ask for, you know, what are the five key elements of the presentation? And she got up and she spit it out. And I said, how'd you remember that, where these other guys don't? And she's like, well, these dumbasses. And that was her language. She's like, these dumbasses. You know, I picked up an acronym. It was funny because it was her little nudge, you know, it's M, because they were all testosterone driven. She's like, well, I just remember Silly Sally Bungles Catches Quickly. I'm like, Silly Sally Bungles Catches Quickly? What the hell is that? And then she asks, you know, sell yourself, show the need, Silly Sally, Bungles, right, build value, catches, create desire of ownership, quickly. Now, by the way, I haven't sold vacuum cleaners competitively since 1993,
wow.
And I still remember this stuff. But I said to her, Silly Sally, Bungles, catches, quickly, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And I was playfully saying that. But, you know, I'm like, that's so stupid. She says, but you'll remember it. And I said, damn. Now, I was in my 20s when I learned SSBCQ, And now I remember it today. So there's power of acronyms. So one of the acronyms that I found is like, okay, why don't I do and why don't they do the things that we're supposed to when we're supposed to do them? And the answer was fudgesicles. You say fudgesicles. I said, well, there's five fears. F-U-D-C-S. So if you wrote down, like if you were playing Scrabble or you had F-U-D-C-S in your Scrabble bar, you know, or for your word bar, whatever you were playing around with, however you're going to scramble up the letters, I'd say, what word could you make with F-U-D-C-S? And I said, fudgesicles. And I said, okay, I'll just remember that. So it's the fear of failure. That's the F. Fear of the unknown. Fear of disapproval. Fear of change. And fear of success. And I'll tell you, that's just about as bulletproof as you can get. So I remember the one that I had three of those five. It might have been fear of failure. I don't remember what the ones were. But I just threw in some other ones because it made sense for me. So fudgesicles. Fear of failure. Fear of the unknown. Fear of what? F-U-D. Disapproval. C, change. And S, success. So let's go back to what you just referenced, missed opportunities. Why did you miss them? I'll tell you. It's one of those five or multiples of those five fears. Fudgesicles. So fear of failure. What if it doesn't work out? I know that's happened. You know, what if it doesn't work out? Fear of the unknown. I don't know how to do it. You know, fear of disapproval. What's my wife going to say? What's my boyfriend going to say? What's my, you know, friends are going to say? What are other people going to think? Fear of change. Yikes, we're habits. We're slaves to our habits, whether you realize it or not. And then fear of success. So I'll share with you one or lots of them relative to finances, Bitcoin. I bet you most of you heard about Bitcoin. For those people that are unfamiliar with Bitcoin, right, the blockchain technology and the first coin that was ever made, I'm sure you heard the you heard the name Bitcoin, but you didn't do anything with it in 2009, and you didn't do anything with it in 2010, and you didn't do anything with 2011. Even though you saw the headline, you didn't do anything with it, and that might have been a missed opportunity because it started with zero goose eggs. It was worth nothing, and today it's in the 60,000 plus per Bitcoin. So where some of you could have mined it for free on your own, or some of you could have bought it at relatively at whatever price you would have bought it out, do you realize that prior to today, if you bought Bitcoin, literally, at any time prior to today, you would not have lost? That's crazy. Even if you bought it at 40,000, it's at 63 or 64,000 now, and now they suspect it's going to hit like skyrocket numbers, who knows. But the reality was it's the way it always is, at least so far. So missed opportunities. I had a chance. I knew about Bitcoin in 2011, I believe.
Yeah.
I was afraid to pull the trigger. Why was I afraid to pull the trigger? Because I said there's no way in the world our government is going to let this make-believe money ever be legal or last. I was afraid.
Yep.
So that's it wasn't that I didn't understand it. It wasn't that I didn't believe it. I was afraid that people would get tangled up in it and not report it because they were told it was kind of like anonymous money and all that sort of stuff. And there's a lot of people that got themselves in trouble for taxes purposes because they didn't understand it. So that was maybe a missed opportunity for some of you or some of us. But there's probably missed opportunities in business, an idea you didn't take, or something else like that, a move you didn't make, something you were afraid of. So those missed opportunities, Ken, are one of those things. Now I'm going to share with you, and I'll let you talk. Actually, I'll let you talk, and then I'll tell you about an opportunity that I took that did not pan out but was probably worthwhile anyway. So back to you if you want to comment on anything that I mentioned so far.
Yeah, I would like to comment. In fact, I was one of the other things I was going to bring up was the Bitcoin option. And kind of the same, almost the exact same time, 2011, had the opportunity to still buy it at reasonable prices and et cetera. And I thought, okay, I need to pull the trigger on this one, even if I need to take out a loan, just because of the fact that, it's like you said, some of the regulations actually was what kind of threw up the red flags. But something deep down inside said, no, you need to take a shot at this because it's really going to make sense in the long run. And now I kind of think we've got a big mess because of all of the other cryptos that are out there, and it's kind of brought that on. So I'm still not kind of one of those that's ready to pull the trigger on that kind of stuff, especially with some of the realities that are available on a different side of it. So obviously we all wish we had a crystal ball to show us where the next fortunes are going to be made. And at the same time somebody says that, I wish you had a crystal ball. Well, the people who understand trends, and that's the secret for the wealthy, they do understand trends. And I can think of three of the biggest trends that are going on right now. I'll just mention this real quick as far as trends go, because we have so many of the baby boomers retiring. So you've got health and wellness, which is part of it, and a lot of people don't like to get involved with it, but it really is one of the biggest trends. And they do some comparisons. One of the people that do the presentations do one of the comparisons that have to do with these trends, and they're saying right now, if you look back, and the people that have made the biggest, the most profitable trends ever have been involved in what they refer to as distribution. For example, Amazon. For example, Walmart, doing it a different way than what has already been done. But distribution has made more people more money in the last 3 decades than anything out there. So I just thought I'd kind of throw that out there. But that's what's going on right now with some of the trends in the home-based business industry. So I'll throw it back your way so you can kind of continue. But, yeah, I missed Bitcoin about the same time that you did, and I look back at that and just shake my head, and I go, well, I'm not going to dwell on it because it's too easy to get depressed and get down on something that could have been just really, really simple. So back over to you, Peter, to give your continuation there.
So for me, Bitcoin was the fear of whatever, if you're paying attention, right? Fudgesicles, fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of disapproval, fear of change, fear of success. It was really fear of failure from the concept that I thought the government was going to go after people if they made a lot of money in Bitcoin, because the government was never going to allow a digital currency to take hold that they didn't control. And we're still not sure how that's playing out, because there may still be a CBDC where the government has their own cryptocurrency of sorts. And we know banks are already using this blockchain technology, and lots of other industries are as well. It's huge. It's bigger than you know, without a doubt. So the reality is that jury's still out, but I was not willing to play the I'm going to get myself in legal trouble game situation. And then once I kind of realized that it was probably the smart thing to do, I bought some. And then I sold some, and then I bought some, and then I sold some. So I made profit on Bitcoin personally. But the reality was is that I missed, and I knew I was probably missing the best opportunity, but I was afraid to do something wrong. So that was my reasons for not jumping in. Well, let's talk about one little thing that happened for me. When I was a branch manager and then eventually a division manager in New York with Electrolux, they were making some modifications and some changes. A guy named Dennis Johnson was going to buy the company from Sara Lee. Dennis Johnson was homegrown. Sara Lee was a multi, billion-dollar company. Consolidated Foods is what it was before. It owned, like, I don't know, like 100 different subsidiaries, Sara Lee Bakeries being one of them. And anyway, I had the opportunity to get promoted to a regional VP, which eventually turned into an area VP, but with the promise that regional VPs would be part owners of the company. And way back then, we're talking about missed opportunities. I was in my young 20s. I was making a lot of money with that company relative to whatever I previously made. And I just said to myself, I am going to take the chance, because at 25, I think I was, when am I ever going to be offered the opportunity to become part owner of literally a 50-year-old company? And that was growing like crazy, that I thought when they went through an IBO, which they don't do anymore, or LBO, leverage buyout, which they don't do anymore to speak of. So I thought, as I took the shot. I took the shot because I did not want to have the regret of that missed opportunity. So when I took that shot, I was willing to deal with if it didn't work out. So because the fudgesicles wasn't that bad, and I knew that, well, I don't know where I'll wind up, but I'll still be young and I'll still be able to figure some of this stuff out, and it didn't work out. meaning the company never went through whatever. Dennis Johnson actually got dragged out of his own company. It was kind of it was kind of like one of those things. Dragged out of his own company, kicking and screaming, wound up doing something else somewhere else. It was like a bitter divorce, if you will. And I was stuck there, if you will. But I was good at what I did, and I still became an area vice president, and I still kind of rose through the corporate things. And then, you know, eventually they went through their own demise, as far as I was concerned, before they got sold out for like pennies on the dollar. But I had left by that time. But I took my shot. So I took my shot, and I said to myself, if I take this and it doesn't work out, I'm never going to beat myself up about it. So here's my only lesson in telling you that winding story. I'm never going to beat myself up about it because I took a calculated risk, and I didn't take a stupid calculated risk. Now, I'm going to go back to your Evel Knievel guys. Like me, being on a motorcycle, trying to jump between buildings or canyons would have been a stupid calculated risk. If Evel Knievel tries it, that's more of a smart calculated risk. But me, that would have been dumb. So I knew how to take an educated calculated risk. So let's bring this back to the network marketing thing and building your own home-based business. These are very minor risk things. Like the worst case scenario is you might, you know, lose a little bit of time. So the worst case scenario is you might lose a little bit of money. Those are the worst case scenarios. More than less likely, if you work with Ken, you know, you go on that count on the truth thing, you're going to be hooked up with good people, you're going to learn something, your possibilities and your chances of having something work out are much greater. But, you know, when you talk about missed opportunities and trends, there are trends happening right now that will lead most people to believe you got to have a way to increase your income. Because you can't walk into your boss like we've discussed on other places, can't walk into your boss and say, hey, you know, I need to make extra money. It's just not going to happen. You might even worry about your occupation. Take a look at what's happening right now with Southwest Airlines. Southwest Airlines just laid off 2,000 people because Boeing, something they couldn't control, had some problems with some doors flying off or, you know, wheels falling off. Other stuff
perfect
like that.
Example.
So they couldn't control that. They couldn't control that. I just spoke to a gentleman who is in Baltimore. Do you think earlier this year, he's a longshore man, which means he works on the dock at the, you know, unloading cargo things. Do you think in January he was thinking about a cargo ship hitting a bridge and now being out of work for months, if not longer? The answer is he never even thought about anything like that. So the answer is anything can come out of the blue and just knock you flat out of wherever you might be working on. So you got to just watch out. So the reality is just got to watch out for what's going on, and I'll let you kind of take over from here. So these are calculated risks. You're not going blind with something that's goofy, especially if you're following any of your direction, Ken. So back to you.
No, those are some great examples and great insights. And you don't know what's going to happen because that's just kind of the way life plays out, so to speak. And I was thinking, you know, of these people that actually are thinking about financially independent, they go, well, how do the wealthy people do it? Well, it's not by accident. It's about making the right choices. And if you want to talk about success, I mean, success today is different than it was for our grandparents or our parents. And, you know, they would get involved with a job, with a place that they knew about, and they'd spend 30 to 40 years. I mean, I'm surprised at how many people I've noticed in one of the companies where my friends, I wonder kind of where they went after high school and found out where they were, and some of them have been there 35, 37, 41 years. And I was like, wow, I can't believe that you didn't do something different in between. And a couple of them have tried some things, but they got slapped down, like what you were talking about, and kind of gave up on the dream. And I asked them, I said, so what do you know about what's going on the Internet? And they have no clue. And I just like, man, out of all the things that you've done or that you've attempted and you haven't even looked at the Internet, everything's a scam, everybody wants the easy way out. And I go, well, that's not true. I mean, you got to find the right direction, the right path, the right things to do. And it's amazing what is happening with the Internet and the combination of things. So bottom line is you got to quit trading your life so that it's a paycheck to paycheck. event, and you got to find a way somehow to leverage your time so that every hour does the work of 10 hours, 100 hours, 1,000 hours or more. And believe it or not, you don't need a crystal ball. You just need to find out what the next big trend is and find a way to position yourself so that you can profit from the expansion. And that's what's going on right now. I've seen it happen twice, and I can tell you right now, people will say, well, what do you have to do to be a part of one of the biggest trends in history? Well, we've got the answer. Come in there, take the tour, look at some of the things. We'll give you some different options. I've seen it happen twice before. It's happening for the third time. And luckily, I have seen it happen twice before. And this third time, for once, I could say, hey, it's happening for the third time. You'll be pleasantly surprised again. We've said that before, but just get in there and take the tour. And if you don't even want to take the tour, look at a couple of the other things that we've got. We have a particular company that's actually doing the presentations, the follow-ups, the enrollment for you. I mean, it doesn't get any easier. And if you can't invest $20 a month to find out what's going to happen in the next 90 to 180 days, man, you are really fooling yourself on this one. So, again, many thanks, Peter. Fantastic stuff. Great history with what you had going. So appreciate your time and, again, the different insights, if we want to call them that. So fantastic stuff.
Perfect. Good news. So check them out. Go to countonthetruth.com, countonthetruth.com. And sometimes if you don't say it, people might not think it. So when you decide that you want to work with Ken, Ken kind of goes to work with you as well. So if you really start to think that through, wait a minute, Ken, you're going to be my upline, right? You're going to help me get a guidance and advice, and you're going to be able to help me maybe with three-way calls or help me answer some
questions.
So it's kind of like, you know, you get a chance to have him thrown in there as well. And a lot of people don't understand that. So if you really start to take a look at the value of that, the value of this radio show, who you might become, what you might be able to create. We call this Building Fortunes Radio for a reason. What could you create with this that might get bigger over time, that might open doors, expose you to different things, give you some tips to save you money in other areas of your life as well? So you got to be in it. Otherwise, it's a missed opportunity. And sincerely, that's too much of a missed opportunity. So fudgesicles, just remember that. And we'll be back next week on Building Fortunes Radio.
Stuff,
see you next time. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.